I was appalled by this. I mean, a democracy cannot function if we do not have truth at the highest levels of our government, number one. And secondly, the president's the highest law enforcement officer. He must obey the law. And if not, then where are we? But what happened?
And the answer is, where are we? We are.
We're in serious trouble. But Cheney wanted him to pardon Libby for obvious reasons. And so Bush actually convened a group of lawyers to review all the evidence to see if there was in any way he might have not gotten a fair trial, was wrongly convicted. And the committee concluded that no, he was not wrongly convicted. There was a massive amount of evidence. So Bush said, no, I'm not going to pardon him. But then, as you point out, he commuted the sentence. Now, what is the difference? The prosecutor was apoplectic, was very upset about this. Because exactly as you say, he essentially condoned perjury by saying he did not have to serve his sentence. There's a U.S. senator in my book, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, quoted as saying, the eve of Libby's indictment, she said on national television, well, I hope they indict him on a real crime and not some technicality like perjury. And that is horrifying to me because perjury is a crime. It is a felony. It has been a crime since this country was founded. It was a crime in medieval England. It was a crime in ancient Rome because the obligation to tell the truth in a court is one of the planks of civilization.